rather than go weekly tool shed, we go retrospective. But as always, you can consider nominees. We call upon our landlord to open the Crunch Time tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Somebody, a couple of suggestions on Twitter. Ryan Lochte was the first one. I don't know why this is so personal to me. He's what we used to call back in my Jersey days, a cut-rate tough guy. Well, I would call him the Guidos, like that loser in that show Jersey Shore. We'd run into guys who would hang down at the beach like 100 miles from North Jersey in New York City and act like they're well-connected mobsters. Ryan Lochte's fake hero routine, acting like he'd say, whatever, in a foreign country, somebody's got a gun to his head. Whatever, dude. Yeah, that's real. We know the guy doesn't, I don't know if he's got a brain in his entire family tree, and nothing added up from the beginning. But the sight of him trying to talk his way out of this one was brilliant because, well, he's a moron. By the way, thanks to at that sports guy 61 on Twitter. From at underscore, from at Aaron underscore Yost, I offer you Art Briles and the powers that be at Baylor. Again, the vile, despicable knuckleheads, the knuckle draggers, probably more accurate, putting winning a stupid football game ahead of decency, and in this case, the safety of young women on a college campus. You know, the scumbags, Ken Starr, Art Briles, those disgusting fans selling black t-shirts in support of that lowlife Briles with the hashtag CAB Coach Art Briles. Dude, it's sexual assault. It's rape. It's violence against women. There's no wiggle room. There's no, well, he's been a good man. No, he's not. They're all just pieces of dirt. And when Briles showed up at a Houston Texan practice and was joking, it was like, God, are you a scumbag? How about New York Giant former place kicker Josh Brown? It's that topic again. And the way the Giants handled this definitely made their late great owner, Wellington Mara, spin in his grave. Slimeball admitted to abusing his wife, terrorizing the kids, multiple occasions, documented. And well done, by the way, as usual, by Roger Badell in the commissioner's office, who might as well hang a We Support Domestic Violence banner outside their Midtown offices. Because after Brown was arrested, they suspended him for a whole game. Ooh, that'll learn him. Of course, these are the same pigs who showed Ray Rice, who's boss, with that initial two-game suspension. Why the face, man? Why the face? Another hateful bag who should never open their mouth off of our Twitter line, Curt Schilling, former pitcher. First, he's suspended for a month when he posted on something on Twitter, in essence, comparing Muslims to Nazis, because as you know, be it a woman, a person of color, or a particular religion, if there are a few hundred million of them, they're each and every one is exactly the same, because that's very intelligent. Then Dopey the Clown loses his ESPN gig, went off on another social media rant over the imagined problem of where people can pee in North Carolina. Then he goes on WEEI radio, whee! That's in Boston. He tried to say he didn't make the post. He replied, except there's something called a digital footprint, and it was screen caught. And not only did he create the post, he shared it and added his own comment. Good luck in prison, sock boy. This one, just off of our request line, I totally forgot about this, but the AD and Bob Stoops at Oklahoma. Kind of retroactively, because they dealt with this a little over 2 years ago, and then the video of Mixon, the running back, came out, and we were like, really? You invited him back on campus? Okay. So there's no winner here. It's just they all needed to be acknowledged, and with that, we close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
All right, Tool Shed, brought to you by Tough Shed, with a large selection of storage buildings, garages, studios, and cabins. Ridiculously easy financing, no credit check, rent-to-own options. Get your personally designed Tough Shed installed at no cost. So if you need a little extra space for your toys, or maybe your wife doesn't want any of it in the house, visit Tough Shed, where 99 meets Beltline in Eugene. The Tool Shed, brought to you by Tough Shed.